Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Well, poor old Gold Coast Mayor. This happens, you know, sometimes leaders find themselves at the wrong side of the country, or wrong side of the world in some cases, and there's an emergency at home. I must admit, the Deputy Mayor, she was fine. She got in front of the cameras and did the best she possibly could. And the whole time, the Gold Coast Mayor, Tom Tate, saying, oh, I've got to get back. And no matter how he tried, everything seemed to get in the way and fall apart, but he eventually made it home. He was going to drive all the way from Melbourne at one stage, I think. But anyway, he's back, and the Gold Coast seemingly has been faring okay, but we're going to get an update now, once again, from Emily Jade. Emily is on the breakfast show at the Gold Coast, 102.9 FM Hot Tomato. Emily, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Tell me about the challenge that Tom Tate had to confront to get back home.
Well, we had him on air today, which is great to have him back at work. But I will just say, you were right. Deputy Mayor Donegate was amazing.
Yay.
And I don't know if you've seen, but there is a groundswell of opinion that she should stay the mayor, that she delivered the messaging so well, that she knows what happened and is across it all, and just keep her in that spokesperson role. And there is another story. There's another level to it, Macca.
Yeah.
And it is this, and this is might be a bit of breaking news for you,
yes.
But when they elected the new council 12 months ago, she put her hand up to be the deputy mayor again, but the council voted for another guy called Mark Hamill to go in as deputy mayor. So there was a 12-month period of nurturing him into that role. That's meant to happen at the end of March, and now people are saying, no, keep her as deputy mayor.
Well.
Get behind Donna and keep her as deputy mayor, which she wants to do and wants to be there. So watch this space. I reckon she'll stay deputy mayor, and people still want her to be giving out the flood information down here especially. Yeah, it is funny. So Tom was over in Vegas for the football, the launch of the NRL, because obviously we've got a really good team here, the Titans. That's why he was there. And then all of his flights cancelled, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. People still don't quite believe him, though, Macca. I won't lie. A lot of people are saying, send us the proof. Send us the proof of all of the planes you were booked on of the cancellations. Because others are saying, well, we were there and we got home, so we don't know what his excuse is. But he says he's got all the receipts, so I guess you've got to believe him, because you wouldn't want to lie in this situation. Because that would be the downfall of your career.
How did Mark Hamill get into the picture in the first place over Donna Gates?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know what I can and can't say, to be honest. But I think it's something really unfortunate that happened, and so be it. I think there was a bit of chat about Donna perhaps wanting to be the mayor, and so that threat being taken away by now not being deputy mayor, if you know what I mean.
Emily, we need an update. Well, you saw all the pictures over the weekend. What happened to the Gold Coast? What's it like today?
Okay, so it's raining on and off. The sky is still grey. We haven't seen blue sky for days. It's just grey. At the moment, I'm standing outside the station and it's not raining, which is really nice reprieve, but it is flooding everywhere. There are flood watches absolutely everywhere. Not as many people on the roads because they've still cancelled schools, and for really good reasons. There are people saying, why would they cancel schools? But the fact is that the ground is so wet, they need to assess that no trees will fall on the kids in the playground.
Mm.
So whilst the wind blew down so many trees, they're now afraid with the amount of rain we've had. We've had record rainfall, more than in 1974, and that is a hazard for schools with trees around. So they're assessing that today, and we'll get the call tomorrow or this afternoon whether school will be on tomorrow. My kid's school probably cancelled for the whole week. It's in like a flood zone. So pray for me, Macca. I've got to cancel all week.
Now, your beaches, which are so internationally renowned, how much damage do you think?
There's so much damage. They're cliffs at the moment. It's the cliffs of Gold Coast. There are 3-metre drops. They're still all sectioned off, cordoned off. We're worried some of the roads are going to collapse in, and some of the footpaths are going to collapse in because the water's now lapping up underneath those footpaths. So it's very dangerous. And the big message is to just not go and have a sticky beak because you don't know what's going to happen. And we can't prioritise at the moment. All our SES and police and emergency services, they're all getting all of the debris off the roads. It's so busy right now. So we don't need anyone being silly adding to that.
Gee, there were lots of silly people, weren't there, particularly in the water. And the people seemingly wanted to bathe in that awful, dirty-looking froth.
Yeah, and what they don't know is that if you're in that water, it carries bacteria and you can get sick from that bacteria. It's a real risk, to be honest. Mm.
You just mentioned 1974. That was the biggest one before. Well, apparently. Mm. What was that? Was that Zoe or was that Wanda? What was it back in 74?
They're both sounding familiar to me, but I think it might be Zoe.
Okay.
Wanda was one as well, but they were together. So remember, one came and then the other one came afterwards. So very close together. And that's what they are worried about here too with Alfred. Will there be a little bigger or littler brother or sister behind him?
Wow.
And so there are people going, oh, we overprepared and you scared us into preparation. But I personally think it was a great dress rehearsal in case another one is hot on the tail of Alfred.
Very well said. Gee, it's been a good catch up. Really appreciate the information you've fed through to us, Emily. Thank you.
Hey, it's my pleasure. And anytime you need any Gold Coast news, you give me a call.
Wonderful. She's a star. Emily Jade, 102.9 FM, Hot Tomato. She's in the breakfast show down there on the Gold Coast.